Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let me get back together. The injury fallout from the Cowboys' loss to the Falcons continues. Things may be getting a little bit worse when it comes to the status of quarterback Dak Prescott. We know that he did go on IR on Monday with a hamstring injury, a pretty serious one, that is. Well, Stephen Jones, the CEO of the team, he told 94.1 San Antonio's Sports Star that Prescott could be sidelined for more than the 4 games required by a stint on IR. He said with his situation, it's probably take a full 4 weeks, but he could even think about making a return before he could even think about making a return or even longer. So he said at some point the injury could require surgery. That's what Stephen Jones also had to say to The Athletic. So it's not good.
It's wild, and I'm going to put this in perspective, and I'm not casting shade at any player in college football, but it's wild to me that I was like, okay, Dak can maybe come in, maybe can't. We're looking at a cut on his hand, and afterwards you get imaging, and you find out that it's really, really bad, and he might need surgery. And on the flip side, in Florida, we saw DJ Lagway carted off, and now it's like, you know, he's questionable, could return against Texas. And it's just crazy that those two hamstring injuries this past weekend, I thought, were completely flipped, you know, after the game and after imaging comes in. I think, and I've said this all along, and I said it when Dak Prescott left the game, it felt like this decision was coming from higher up than just simply the head coach or anybody on staff. It felt like this is a, hey, $60 million quarterback, we need him over the next few years if we're going to build around him and really get that offensive line back up to snuff and get this offense going. And we need him healthy and maybe – so I don't want to say they're punting on this year, but it feels that way.
I was
going to
ask you, that's kind of what you're saying.
That's what I'm alluding to, yes. I don't know if I want to outright say it, but, man, there's something else there. Maybe it's, hey, we want to see – Cooper Rush is able to do a backup quarterback. Maybe it is we want to figure out more about our wide receivers. I don't know, but it just smells fishy.
I don't know. It's hard for me to believe to go there. They're only 3-5. They've only played one division game. Now they're 1-4 in conference, which is really bad. I think it's
the way they've lost games. It's not just that they're 3-5.
You're right.
It's the way that some of these games have gone down.
Great point.
But I think you have to be very very careful with Dak. This is why you were kind of talking about it, because you just locked him up.
Yeah,
I mean he's I don't think it matters what the hell you got in Cooper Rush, a backup quarterback. If he is somewhat serviceable, you'll keep him as your backup if you can next year, and Dak Prescott will be your quarterback next year because that's what the money dictates.
I think the one guy they're moving on from is Schottenheimer, the OC, because when you let go of Kellen Moore and now what he's doing with Philly leads you to believe that he's actually a pretty good OC, and he's done a lot of good things. So I think there's questions around it. I think there's going to be questions around the head coach, regardless, of what they decide to do with him. But I think Schottenheimer needs to come out and show he can do something with this backup quarterback situation, or it might get ugly. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.